Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Long. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is hit by the pitch. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Conigliaro moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Hansen reaches second base with a double. McCraw scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tillman for a passed ball. McNairtney moves to second. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball towards left. Conigliaro settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Conigliaro. Hershberger moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Buford steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Malzone. Hershberger scores. Buford scores. McCraw moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNairtney strikes out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Stewart scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. McNairtney settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McNairtney. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mantilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stewart strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-2 in the game. Pizarro hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-2 in the game. Bresut hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tillman hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Bresut moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Bresut moves to third. Mantilla moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stewart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hansen is walked intentionally. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Jerry McNairtney. Dick Raditz now pitching. Roman Mahias now playing right field. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is hit by the pitch. McCraw moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-3 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Dick Williams pinch hits for Roman Mahias. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.